Brought to you by Quality Jewelers, a local jeweler people know and trust in the Penobscot Plaza in Bangor and their new location in Ellsworth, and of course online at qualityjewelers.com. 4:39, let's talk some hockey this afternoon. Joined on the GNM Family Market phone line by Steve Conroy, who covers the Bruins for the Boston Herald. Steve, good afternoon. Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you, Rich.
Thank you very much. We're not at that window yet. I think one more day you can wish people Happy New Year, and then it just sounds old. But it's our time with you, and not such a Happy New Year for the Bruins the way they rang in the New Year. What in the heck happened at the Winter Classic?
The potential was there for them to be bad in that game, and they grabbed onto it with both hands, and they were bad. They couldn't get out of their way, and especially the first period, they were down 1-0. They set the tone for the whole game, really. And it just went downhill. They're on the man right now. When you lose Krejci, as we saw last year, it really affects the whole product. It's a ripple effect, especially down the middle of the lineup. And it certainly affected them in that game.
And not
to mention the loss of Marchand as well.
Right, and no news on Krejci. It's sort of a day-to-day, week-to-week thing.
More of a week-to-week thing. He still hasn't. He's not on the ice yet, so it's still a ways away.
Well, and so now trying to rebound from that, all the Bruins have to do is take on the team that leads the East with no Krejci, no Brad Marchand, and up against Braden Holtby, who I don't think has allowed a Bruins goal in about 10 years.
Yeah, well, they scored one on him earlier this year, but yeah, one goal in 4 games. It's a tough spot. A tough game to try and bounce back on. Not only that, the Caps are coming off their first 2-game losing streak of the season, so you imagine they're going to be a pretty determined bunch. The only thing going for them is their top defenseman John Carlson is out with a lower body injury. So the Bruins aren't the only team that's banged up, but it's going to be a tough one tonight.
Mm. Now, the Bruins also sent David Pastrnak down to Providence. Is that going to be a short-term stay down there for him?
Well, it very well could be. Don Sweeney said today that he's going to reevaluate it after the game. It wouldn't make sense to try to ease him back into the lineup after being out for 2 months against a team like this. Not only that, they're up against it with the roster. Eunice Kekulainen is coming back first game in a month tonight. They need him. He's a centerman. He's a guy who's about 50% on faceoffs. He's got a little bit of size. So they need a guy like Kekulainen as opposed to a guy like Pastrnak, who's a 19-year-old kid and hasn't played in 2 months. Sweeney said he'd reevaluate after tonight's game. So we'll see. We'll see how long he's down there. But it's not that surprising when you step back and look at the roster situation that they're in.
We're talking with Steve Conroy of the Boston Herald, the Bees, and the Washington Capitals tonight. You tweeted about it earlier in the week. How important is this team, if they can find it, to get some size out there on the ice?
Yeah. I mean, that's going to be important, no question about it, especially against a team like this. That's got that size, throughout his lineup. Like I said, Carlson is not out, so that is not going to be in there, so that's going to be a little bit of a break for them. But they've still got a good D-men and Alsner and Dmitry Orlov and a few other guys. The Bruins, people love to say the big bad Bruins, but they really are not that team anymore.
Mm. It's been such an up-and-down season and so many injuries along the way, Steve. Who's been the most consistently decent, good, dependable guy on this Bruins team from your perspective?
Oh, there's no question. It's the usual guy, Patrice Bergeron. He's been his usual self, and maybe he's gone a little bit above that. He's without question their MVP right now.
Brad Marchand had been playing so well. It looked like he'd maybe matured a little bit as a hockey player, and then the incident that led to the suspension. Was that just a bump in the road for him? Is he a different guy than he's been in past seasons?
Until the next bump. you know, who knows? You know, he still maintains that it wasn't his intent that you know, send the guy cartwheeling. And, you know, it was a little different hit. Frankly, I think he probably got off a little easy with just a three-game suspension, considering he'd been suspended 5 games for a similar hit a few years ago on Sammy Salo. But you know, he's a guy who plays on the edge, and you know, he's well on into his career right now. So I don't know how much different he's going to be going forward. I just wish he would. You know, he plays on the edge. And he irritates guys, agitates guys. That's part of his makeup. I just wish he would get the hits out that could cause serious injury to players.
Well, Washington's got the best record in the East. Do you think they're the best team in the East?
Yes, I do. They're big. They're skilled. They've got good defense. They've got good goaltending. They've got a 50-goal scorer, potentially, in Ovechkin. They've got a guy who's probably a little underrated, even though he is on people's radar, is Nicholas Backstrom. He very well could be a Selke candidate himself. I don't see too many weaknesses on this roster.
Yeah. And what about the Bruins? If and when they can get most of their guys healthy, do we really have a good feel yet for how good this team can be?
Yeah, I'm not really sure. They went 11-1-3 in December. And part of me feels that, you know, they overachieved a little bit during that stretch. So we'll see when they get their full complement back. We'll see how they approach the trade deadline, whether they believe they're a true contender and want to go deep into the playoffs, or think they can go deep in the playoffs, or whether they might make a move designed to the future. That'll be interesting to see, because they obviously have a good player in Louis Erickson who would get a pretty good return at the deadline, I would think.
Absolutely. Well, we'll be curious to see what happens tonight as the Bruins try and bounce back against the Washington Capitals. Steve Conroy of the Boston Herald, great talking with you as always, Steve. Enjoy the game tonight, and we'll catch up again soon.
All right, Rich, thanks a lot.
Steve Conroy on Downtown, 14 to go till the top of the hour.